We are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Sure. My name is Blaine Henningsen, and I am the Assistant Commissioner of College and Career Readiness at the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
This morning, we want to talk to you. We got a release the other day talking about State Board took a look at proposed Missouri learning standards. For our listeners who may not know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that, can you kind of explain that before we dive into this?
Okay, sure. In 2014, the Missouri State Legislature passed a law. It was House Bill 1490. Passed a law saying that the state needed to revisit the learning standards, the learning expectations for students in schools in the areas of English and reading, mathematics, science, and social studies. So the law specified a process that we would use, and some work groups were developed according to the law who have made a recommendation to the State Board of Education, and we are going through the process now of looking at their recommendations and then looking at other things that are in the law as well to revisit the standards in English, math, science, and social studies for kids in our schools. So there were, we presented at the state board meeting on Tuesday of this week a draft of a document that we are going to work on and hopefully be ready to make another presentation in March for the board to approve new learning expectations for kids. So it's been a two-year process.
Now, why was this something that was an effort that was put forth in the first place? I mean, does Missouri seem to be lacking in our core study areas compared to other states?
No, I don't think so. Missouri set standards for, I've been in public education for 30 years, and we've always had standards of some kind. Matter of fact, the Show Me standards, which is basically our expectations of what we want kids to learn and do, was put into law in 1993. So those standards are still there. That was part of the Outstanding Schools Act in 1993. The Show Me standards are still there, and there are 73 of those. But these are what we think kids ought to be able to do at third grade, what the kids ought to be able to do in fourth grade, and so on and so forth. So I think there was a lot of concern regarding the way the current standards that we have on the books right now, the Missouri Learning Standards, were brought into the state, and this was probably 6-7 years ago that those were brought in. Those were part of previous commissioner's agenda to work through a federal law called No Child Left Behind, if you're familiar with that. That was the federal law that was on the books at that point in time. And the Missouri Learning Standards were adopted to try to get a waiver from the Federal Department of Education from that law because we weren't meeting the standards that were set by No Child Left Behind at that point in time. The standard said that 100% of all students had to be proficient. In Missouri, we weren't meeting that standard. And we had a new president come in. Things changed. Standards are changing at this point in time. And we are hopefully going to have something before the State Board of Ed in March to get approval and move on to the next phase.
Fantastic. And I'm glad you brought up No Child Left Behind because that's something that I know people still have common misconceptions about what that law actually holds, what it means, and if it even holds ground in Missouri still. So I am glad that you touched on that. Now, for these new proposed learning standards, what are some of the bigger changes that you guys are looking at possibly putting into effect?
The work groups presented their information to us. Basically, what we did at the last board meeting, we looked at and presented to the board, what are the changes, the major changes that have been proposed from what we have on the books right now, what the work groups came up with, and what are the major changes? Basically, most of the stuff that we're seeing is changing where something might be taught or where something might be learned. We're trying to make sure that we have the appropriate amount of rigor in a class, where, for example, if you may say a student should be able to identify X, Y, and Z, we want to step it up instead of somebody saying, just pointing at a paper and saying, yes, that's it, I can identify that. We want kids to actually be able to use X, Y, and Z in speech or in mathematics or whatever academic discipline we're looking at. So we're trying to look at things like that at this point in time.
And then, Mr. Henningsen, while you're talking about this and you're talking about standards and how we want these children to be able to take these concepts and not only identify but apply, it kind of brings into question when we hear things like that. I think a lot of us think, okay, well, what about, kids aren't all the same. They learn differently. So when we're talking about these standards, are you also looking at ways to implement new ways to educate, new ways to kind of teach and do this for kids
Absolutely.
Who may be having,
Absolutely.
Issues?
Absolutely. That's a really good question. One of the things that I tried to, that I did bring to the board's attention was once the state board has identified what it is we want kids to be able to learn and do, then our next step is going to be to create lots of support materials for teachers to use in their instruction to help them plan instruction, to help them incorporate the things that they want to get done in their classes. So there will be lots of things, lots of supplementary materials, lots of assessment materials that will be provided, lots of glossaries, lots of help documents, if you will.
Okay, well, I think we've pretty much covered a good portion of this. Is there anything else that you'd like for parents or listeners to know?
I think the thing we're trying to get to is we're trying to have standards that have been prepared by Missourians for Missouri's kids to be implemented in our Missouri schools. And we know that, like any document that's published out there, there will probably be some questions that people have, and we're willing to work through them. And we realize that we may have to revise these down the line. As I said, we've had standards in Missouri for 30 years, and we've revised them over and over and over, trying to get them right. We know that we're probably not going to be 100% correct in everything we do here, so we'll be willing to revisit them if people see things that are not quite right, and we'll try to revisit them and make it better in the future. So thanks for your interest. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And real quickly, if anyone is interested more in what is going on at DESE right now and kind of seeing where you guys are at with all these new standards, is there a website they can go to?
Absolutely. That's a very good question. Thank you for bringing that up. We have posted every bit of information that's been available through this whole process for the last 2 years at the Department of Education's website. You can just punch in MODESE, M-O-D-E-S-E, and that'll take you to our website. And then when you get there, look up, punch in Missouri Learning Standards, and every public hearing that's been held, every comment, every survey response, everything we've had is all posted there for people to look at, as well as what we presented at the state board the other day. They can see exactly what we have on the books right now, and they can see what was presented to the State Board of Education, and we'll continue to post that information as we go down this path.